I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
Today, we're going to cook up picanha.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 43 of Cooking with Fire. I'm excited to get into today's episode because the idea for it first came up nearly 2 years ago when we started planning the original episodes of this podcast.
Now, for one reason or another, we decided to put picanha on the back burner and focused on other countries and their cuisine. And I have to say that this seems to have been a mistake.
Because picanha is beyond amazing and well worth the time you'll take tracking down a sirloin cap and trimming it up properly for the dish. Picanha is something of a national treasure in Brazil. By far the most popular cut of beef, it is cooked in various ways, but the recipe itself is always incredibly simple.
You only need two things besides your grill, and that is a sirloin cap with the fat on and some rock salt.
Most of the time when you're reading about Brazilian barbecue, you will come across the term churrasco. And from my research, this term is more of a blanket Portuguese word that refers to beef, chicken, lamb, or pork that is grilled over a wood fire. So churrasco is just about any grilled meat in Brazil, while picanha refers to this specific cut and recipe. Like much of South America's barbecue, churrasco originated with the gaucho. Gauchos are essentially South American cowboys who lived in rural Argentina, Uruguay, Brazil, and more, running cattle and living off the land. Churrasco began out of necessity, where large cuts of meat would be skewered on long rods and laid over an open fire that was burning on the ground below. And since the gaucho didn't have dozens of spices and seasonings at their fingertips, salt, along with wood smoke, form the basis for the flavor profile of churrasco.
Now, there are two ways to prepare picanha: directly on the grill as steaks, or skewered, as we feature in today's podcast. In picking which style to do, we went with the style that was a bit flashier. But there's nothing that should stop you from simply grilling the steaks over a nice hot charcoal fire if you don't have a large skewer available.
So let's cut out to Chef Tom in the ATBBQ.com teaching kitchen and get started on today's recipe.
Now, preparing picanha requires a specific cut of meat called the picanha. In Brazil, anyway, here it's called the sirloin cap. So I just went to a local butcher and asked for a sirloin cap. They often prepare it in different ways. The way we want it is in a triangular shape, and that's typically the way the whole sirloin cap will come. This particular piece of meat has anywhere from, 3/4 to an inch of fat on top, and the butcher will offer to cut that off for you, but if you really want to get the specific amount that you want, which is about 1/2 inch of fat cap on top, you can do it yourself, and they may knock a little off the price. In fact, they knocked off about 1/3 of the per pound price just because they didn't have to trim it. So I'm gonna start on the fat cap of the sirloin cap, and we're going to trim this down to about 1/2 inch of fat on top of the meat itself. All right, so we've got the fat trimmed down to about 1/2 inch. If I'm moving this around now, it's become much more pliable. We can actually bend it, which is what we're going to need to do, because the next step is going to require us to cut this into strips and then thread it onto a large skewer. Now, I'm going to cut across the grain because we want to make the meat fibers as short as possible. And I'm going to cut these strips about 3 fingers wide. So that'll typically get you 3 to 4 strips out of a sirloin cap. And then next, we just need to get ourselves a nice big skewer and start to thread the meat on. Now, we're going to fold the meat over in half. So you want it to look like a semicircle where the meat touches the meat and the fat cap rounds out the outside. And you're going to thread each piece of meat through the fat cap first, then through the meat, then the other side of the fat cap, and onto the next piece of meat. This does require a rather large skewer, so what I would recommend is if you have a rotisserie rod or spit at home, you can use one of those. But you're going to need something that's probably 1.5 feet long to get all of this on there. Now, once you've got your meat threaded onto the skewer, the seasoning process is really simple, because with this traditional picanha preparation, we're just using rock salt. Nice, big, chunky salt. So the salt will leach into the meat as it cooks, and then when we're done, we'll knock off the excess, what hasn't already made its way into the meat. So we just want to get this rock salt on all of the surfaces, a nice coating. And now I'm going to head out to the grill and finish setting up our charcoal grill. Today we're going to be grilling on the Yoder Smoker's flat top charcoal grill. So this is a really basic design where the coals sit right underneath the grates, and it's one big flat surface, hence the name flat top. And this grate can be moved up and down to intensify the heat if you need a little extra sear, or to move it further down if you want to go a little bit slower. I'm just dumping a couple chimneys of lit charcoal, and then we'll move our grate in place above the hot charcoal. I'm going to give the grate probably about 5 minutes to heat up so we get a nice sear coming off the grill grate itself. You could do this same process on any charcoal grill. You could do it on a classic Weber kettle. What you want is nice, hot, direct heat. We're going to be cooking this a fairly short amount of time. We're going to medium rare, so about 125 degrees internal. So it's not going to take a long time to cook. All right, I've got the grate set up just as close to the coals as we possibly can so we can get a nice sear. And the steak is now going down just on top of the coals. Hear that nice sizzle coming off the grate. All right, so we'll give this a few minutes to get some color, and then we're gonna rotate and continue to brown the meat on all sides. All right, so it just takes a couple of minutes to get some really good color on there, especially with the amount of fat that you have on this cut of meat. I'm gonna flip this over now. As that fat drips down on the coals, it just wants to flame up immediately, which gives you a bunch of color pretty quickly. So as we get through the direct portion of this cooking, we're gonna look for color, but then we're gonna move this off to the side indirect so that it can finish cooking to that internal temperature of 125. All right, so about 5 minutes total gets us all of the color that we want. At this point, moving this off away from the direct heat so that we can close the lid and continue cooking indirect for that target internal temperature. All right, so it took about 10 minutes over indirect heat to finish this off. The color is beautiful. The fat's just dripping right off of there. And the internal temperature has reached 125 in the center. So we're gonna pull this off, and here in just a minute, we'll begin to shave away right on the skewer, shave away the steak. And then to serve this, we're just gonna stand the skewer up over a pan. You want something you can plant that skewer into, and you want a pan to catch those juices and just begin to thinly shave the steak from the side, and you're getting a cross section here, so the meat fibers are plenty short. Oh my gosh, it's so juicy inside, perfectly cooked. Great smoky aroma coming off of it as well. I'm gonna have a little taste. Sorry you guys can't do the same. Wow, that's really incredible. I can definitely see why a lot of people think this is the best steak in the world. It's incredibly tender, juicy, and surprisingly flavorful. When you think about all that's going on there, is salt, seasoning-wise. That's a really great steak.
That does it for today's episode. Let us know if you cook this recipe and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show.
And as always, visit kmuw.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening, and if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as Chef Tom grills oysters over a wood fire.